Chief of State's office, Senate Building, Coruscant.
It was a near-perfect recreation of the meeting of the previous day. Dala, Dorvin, Han, and Leia sitting in the same chairs. Leia in her Jedi robes, Dala in her Admiral's uniform, and Han in another set of his iconic trousers, shirt, and vest looked identical. Only Dorvin, his suit shirt a coral hue, matching the handkerchief in the pocket opposite the one holding his sleeping pet, seemed to have been altered. Two, Dorvin now held a data pad and consulted it more frequently than he looked at the other attendees, a mannerism Han found irritating. But then he found most politicians and politics irritating. Dala tapped a fingernail against her desktop, as if nervous.
"Aren't the Jedi worried about recourse?"
Leia looked professionally curious.
"I don't understand. I'll spell it out. They give me their mad Chev Jedi for study. We don't freeze him. We unfreeze the horns. We study them. We exchange data with the Jedi. Perhaps even allow one of their scientists to be present during our tests and scientific meetings."
Leia nodded.
"Right. But I know that I'm the pragmatic, unfeeling opponent who might at any moment say, well, we're done cooperating, freeze the lot of them. The Jedi seem to have built in no recourse against a sudden reversal of opinion on my part."
"Well, this is only the first exchange of many through which we intend to build a greater relationship of trust between you and the Order. If it goes as planned, we proceed to the next set of concessions, compromises, and agreements. We..."
A sudden thought occurred to Leia. She narrowed her eyes.
"You're stalling. Why are you stalling?"
Beside her, Han looked over his shoulder at the door. Leia knew her husband didn't have a blaster on him, not even a holdout in the Chief of State's office. It was a significant sign of trust on Dala's part that the Solos could be in here without bodyguards being present. But Han was doubtless figuring out what to do if the door opened and security agents swept in to arrest them. Which one he'd hit, how he'd take the agent's blaster away, whom to shoot first. Now it was Dala's turn to seem surprised.
"When do I get that power?"
"Which power?"
"The power to read the minds of chiefs of state. Did you get yours when you left the office, or is it a Jedi thing?"
"I'll bet you my husband's blood stripes that I'm right."
Han shot her a dirty look.
"Hey!"
"Well, you are right. I'm stalling."
Dala gave Leia an apologetic look.
"But I'm not springing some trap. While we've been talking, Wynn here has been putting a poll into the field. Wynn?"
Dorvin looked up from his datapad. "Should Chief of State Natasi Dala release the insane Jedi from carbonite imprisonment? In different polls, it's phrased different ways. For instance, in one, it's the Jedi who went on a violent rampage and attempted to kill fellow Jedi and GA citizens. Another poll narrows it to Jedi who have not been convicted of a crime. We're charting public opinion and measuring variations in response based on things such as former alliance or confederation loyalty, planet of origin, species, age, gender, the varying forms of description of the Jedi I mentioned, what they had for their last meal, political party affiliation, occupation, and what news broadcast they usually watch."
"And you were waiting for early results to your poll before saying yes or no?"
Han sounded outraged.
"Whatever happened to doing what feels right?"
The smile Dala turned on Han was not a friendly one.
"What feels right is banning the Jedi altogether and setting up an order of force users loyal to the government. Should I proceed with that approach?"
"Well, I meant what feels right and what's also not monumentally stupid."
Dala's smile faded.
"You're insolent, General, and insubordinate."
"Yeah, the truth has a way of sounding that way."
"Han, please."
Leia caught his eye, shot him what to Dala and Dorvin would have looked like a warning expression. Only Leia and Han knew they were playing good guard, bad guard. She returned her attention to Dala.
"Now you know why Han never pursued a career in public office. He's much better at shooting people.
But he's coming close to the truth here. Aren't you worried about letting the tail wag the neck?"
"No."
Dala looked unconcerned.
"The poll data is just one of many variables I'll be using to come to a conclusion. Not even a particularly important one, but one we can sample while we're sitting here. One most people wouldn't have noticed I was stalling to sample."